in the limelight.
Currently, about 30,000 Iranians still suffer from the injuries they sustained during Saddam's use of chemical weapons. This war crime, which occurred during Iraq's war against Iran between 1980 and 1988, is never covered by the mainstream media in the West. We now present you an article written by Elham Abedini under the heading, Iran, a victim of weapons of mass destruction and nuclear allegations. Iran is one of the main victims of weapons of mass destruction as used by former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein and his regime. Weapons which claimed the lives of 10,000 innocent Iranians and left more than 100,000 others injured, including civilians and troops. Currently, about 30,000 Iranians still suffer from the injuries they sustained during Saddam's use of chemical weapons. This war crime, which occurred during Iraq's war against Iran between 1980 and 1988, is never covered by mainstream media in the West. And it certainly has much significance and importance. The commander of the Chemical Warfare Defense Unit during the eight-year war, Mohammad Bagher Nikhah Bahrami, has said that Iraq used chemical weapons against Iran in 572 cases, including in 165 rocket attacks. After the war, Iraq admitted that it had consumed at least 1,800 tons of mustard gas, 600 tons of sarin, and 140 tons of tabun. One of the critical aspects of the crime is how Iran responded to it. Iran never used chemical weapons for revenge, and it never even tried to develop such weapons. Joost Hilterman is an activist, investigative journalist, and program director at MENA for International Crisis Group, who documented the Saddam regime's use of chemical weapons in his book titled In a Poisonous Affair, and called it Saddam's worst massacre before the world's eyes and silence. Joost Hilterman shows how the United States' indifference and silence enabled the former Iraqi dictator Saddam to keep going with his chemicals attacks against Iran. Many years before, after the First World War, the 1925 Geneva Protocol had prohibited the use of chemical and biological weapons in wars. He emphasized he tracked down every available source, including Iraq's incumbent commander, and concluded that Iran never used chemical weapons. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on 2nd of December 2010, officially issued a fatwa or religious decree that prohibited the production, development and use of any form of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, because they're incompatible with Islam. The fatwa or religious decree emphasized that besides nuclear weapons, other types of weapons of mass destruction, such as chemical and biological weapons, also posed a serious threat to humanity. The Iranian nation, which is itself a victim of chemical weapons, feels more than any other nation the danger that is caused by the production and stockpiling of such weapons, and is prepared to make use of all its facilities to counter such threats. The importance of this fatwa or religious decree would be better realized when we look back through history. The Islamic Republic of Iran never used chemical weapons during its 8 years of holy defense against Iraq, as the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, ruled out the development of chemical and biological weapons as inconsistent with Islam. It shouldn't be forgotten that Iran can technically produce, stockpile and use chemical weapons, as shown by documents, evidence and official citations, but it did not use such weapons. Following the 8-year Iraqi-imposed war on Iran, which occurred soon after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iran faced so many challenges domestically and internationally, including the baseless Western Zionist allegation against its peaceful nuclear program. Back then, Iran did not have enough time and opportunity to present itself as the primary victim of the use of chemical weapons. And while it is still suffering from its consequences, it was Japan that has become the flag bearer of anti-nuclear weapon activism. Nowadays, about 30,000 Iranians suffer from the consequences of chemical weapons and still need medical treatment and medicines, many of which are difficult to find because of unlawful and cruel Western sanctions against Iran. The consequences of warfare conducted with weapons of mass destruction are more complicated since sanctions have added a new layer to the suffering, the shortage of vital medicine and transplant drugs. The central claim, which is represented by the mainstream media and Western regimes, is that any country has the right to develop nuclear technology and use the benefits of peaceful nuclear energy under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. But Iran is going to develop nuclear weapons, which is entirely baseless in terms of the historical view that Iran has proved time and time again that it had never moved towards using weapons of mass destruction, including chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Iran became a state party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, the CWC, on 3rd of December 1997, and, as a member, it is prohibited from developing, producing, or stockpiling of chemical weapons. According to the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, ratification, the organization had no reason whatsoever to question Iran's full compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention, the CWC. Verification measures in Iran were strictly following the convention. As the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, issued 13 reports about the nuclear program of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the light of United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231, verifying Iran's full compliance with its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. During the recent visit to Iran by the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Mohammad Eslami, said, "Rafael Grossi has admitted there is no deviation in Iran's peaceful nuclear program, so it is obvious the nuclear allegations against Iran have been rooted in politicized intentions, and they're not a genuine concern." The 28th of June has been designated as on Iran's national calendar as a day of fighting against the use of chemical and biological weapons. 28th of June is the anniversary of the Sardasht chemical weapons attack in 1987, which massacred 110 innocent Iranian civilians, including women and children, and poisoned 8,000 people. On that day, Iraqi aircraft dropped four 250-kilogram bombs filled with mustard gas on residential areas of Sardasht city in northwestern Iran. Annually, Iran commemorates the memory of that war crime's victims and points out how the world prefers to keep silent on this genocide cautiously, even with the support and funding of some Western countries. But Iran never tried using chemical weapons against any human being, as a way of revenge. During these days of the Vienna talks and the fake news on Iran's nuclear program, it is good to remember this fundamental policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We will never use weapons of mass destruction. This assertion has already been proven.